From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Within the first hour of questioning by senators today, Judge Sonia Sotomayor has addressed many of the controversial statements and decisions made in her career. This is the second day of her Supreme Court confirmation hearing. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Sotomayor said she makes decisions based solely on the facts and the law. Ranking Republican Jeff Sessions of Alabama said he likes the sound of that.
Had you been saying that with clarity over the last decade or 15 years, we'd have a lot fewer problems today.
On her comment that a wise Latina woman would make better decisions than a white man who's not had the same experience, Sotomayor said the context of her words created a misunderstanding.
I do not believe that any ethnic, racial, or gender group has an advantage in sound judging.
She also tried to explain a statement she made that appeals court judges make policy.
I do believe that judges must apply the law and not make the law.
Throughout, she kept a slow, measured tone, even as senators sometimes raised their voices at her. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Leaders in the House of Representatives are readying a proposal to overhaul national health care. It would impose new taxes on more affluent Americans and penalize companies that do not offer health insurance to workers. The legislation is a response to President Obama's call for major changes in how Americans obtain and pay for health care. Mr. Obama says the health care system is broken for years in the United States. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is visiting the Middle East. In a stop in Saudi Arabia, he noted the world economy is in a slow but steady recovery and warned there will be some setbacks on the way. Kelly McEvers reports from Riyadh.
Geithner is visiting the western Saudi city of Jeddah, where his meetings include one with Saudi King Abdullah. The two plan to discuss the U.S. and Saudi roles in spurring economic recovery. In a speech before Saudi business leaders, Geithner said the U.S. has a special responsibility in maintaining a strong dollar and controlling deficit spending. The U.S. is projected to see a deficit of $1.8 trillion for 2009, four times that of the previous fiscal year. Analysts say Geithner hoped to assure Saudi leaders that the U.S. will remain fiscally responsible. After China, the Gulf Cooperation Council, a group of six countries in this region that includes Saudi Arabia, holds the second largest amount of U.S. debt. Geithner will visit the United Arab Emirates tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Riyadh.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee is asking the CIA for documents regarding a controversial program on counterterrorism. The program was intended to find and kill al-Qaeda leaders. Congressman Sylvester Reyes says the CIA has previously lied to his committee, and now the panel is thinking about investigating. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 20 points. They're currently at 83.51. This is NPR. The French Foreign Ministry has confirmed two French security consultants have been kidnapped in Mogadishu, Somalia. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
The security consultants were reportedly posing as French journalists at a hotel in Mogadishu. Witnesses say that men in a small vehicle and a gun-mounted truck pulled up to the hotel Tuesday morning and kidnapped the consultants from their rooms. The consultants were apparently helping to train government forces who are currently fighting Islamist extremists for control of Mogadishu. So far, no group has taken responsibility for the kidnappings. Over the weekend, internationally backed government forces are said to have made some headway against the extremists. And Somalia's moderate interim president, Sheikh Sharif Ahmed, was said to have been on the city streets in support of the government militia. African Union troops are protecting Somalia's presidential palace, harbor, and airport. Civilians have poured out of the capital, however, and a number of medical facilities are closed. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Addis Ababa.
Convicted swindler Bernard Madoff is now in federal prison in Butner, North Carolina. He's serving a 150-year sentence for stealing billions of dollars from people who put money into his investment company. Many people were bankrupted. Currently, Madoff's projected release date is late 2139. NASA will try again tomorrow to launch the Space Shuttle Endeavour. This will be the sixth try. The launch has been scrubbed before because of bad weather, lightning strikes, and fuel leaks. If the shuttle still can't take off tomorrow, NASA may choose to reschedule this later. That's because Russia is launching an unmanned rocket soon to the International Space Station to carry up supplies. The Endeavour would overcrowd the space station. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.